ready for news?
I'm ready for news.
All right. So Monday, May 16th, Kelly Ripa will be joined by her first guest host auditioning, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So as I reported yesterday, Michael Strahan leaves next Friday, Friday the 13th, May 13th. Oh, and may the force be with you all. Star Wars Day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what does that mean?
No, may the force be with you. Today's May 4th. Star Wars Day.
I know, but I thought maybe that you were going to say that they're going to, you know, release something or
No. But every year it's a tradition.
May
the force be with you. I forgot to say that right at the beginning and I didn't. River Willis is demanding a photo of her and her sisters from Vanity Fair be taken down from all social media because her job was so photoshopped that she is now considering bullying. Because if you have to photoshop somebody to the point that it's unrecognizable what feature you're photoshopping, that basically you're bullying them because they're not pretty enough. I think everyone should stop using the word bully unless you are physically hurt by someone bigger than you.
All right.
Interestingly, every woman loves Photoshop. I love Photoshop. I got all kinds of apps that make me look pretty. Takes away all my mole, makes my skin look fresh. All right, so Celine Dion will be receiving the Icon Award at the Billboard, the 2016 Billboard Awards, May 22nd. And she will be performing Queens, the show Must Go On.
Okay.
And it will be her first TV appearance since her husband Renee has passed.
Well, that'll be exciting, I guess.
So congratulations, Celine Dion. The award show is hosted by Ludacris and Sierra because they are so relevant.
Ludacris and Sierra. I remember Ludacris. We had that song, Roll Out.
Homie, roll out. Top that, roll out. My homies, roll out. Stop that.
That's a good song. Roll out. And then there was...
the fantasy song. Remember the set song?
Which one is that?
I want to lick with you from your head to your toes. And I want to, go to bed, down to the floor. And I want to, make so good. I don't want to leave, but I got to know what your fantasy is.
I don't remember that one.
I was like, I think like one of his first, like, who is that guy?
I remember the Rollout, and then I remember the one with Tropic Thunder. The song that was in Tropic Thunder.
I remember Act of Fool. Remember Act of Fool. Then he also had Too Fast, Too Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious.
I don't remember. I'm not a big Luda.
Luda's awesome. But you are still kind of not relevant.
No, definitely not relevant. All right, well.
All right, so new report about Prince.
Uh-oh.
That he was reportedly to meet with an addiction specialist doctor out of California named Dr. Howard Cornfield, and he was on the phone because the day before, so April 20th, they were talking to Prince's people because Prince needed help, and he goes, well, I can't, you know, be out there, I'll send my son, we'll set up a treatment plan, and when his son Andrew arrived April 21st, Prince was found dead.
Dead.
So apparently he had cocaine addiction.
Oh,
Uber has it.
Cocaine.
But of course, a lot of it, because Andrew Cornfield, the son of the doctor, he came with this antibiotic that helps the body try and not be
addicted to cocaine and opiates.
Yeah. So he had it on him to kind of help, and they were going to do a treatment plan for him. And that didn't work out.
That didn't work out.
He's dead. R.I.P. Prince.
All right.
Stop it. Come here. All right, so 50 Cent is rude. Very, very rude.
Yeah, I didn't read the full story. I just see like the headline, autistic kid, and so give it to me.
Andrew Farrell, who worked at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport.
Okay.
He is a janitor. He's only been working there for a month. 50 Cent was harassing him, reporting him, and saying, "What the heck is wrong with this generation? Look how high this kid is. I try to tell him something." He posted the video on Instagram, Twitter, all social media, because everything goes linked to one.
Uh-huh.
He says the new generation is crazy, harassing the kid over and over and over, insulting him, saying that he was high, that he came to work on drugs. And the stepmother of Andrew, Amanda, said it's painful to watch because Andrew is autistic and he has social anxiety. And 50 Cent is just mad because Andrew had no idea who 50 Cent was at first. And that 50 Cent did it all out of retaliation, that the kid didn't know who he was. And 50 Cent has since been apologized face-to-face to the family, then apologized, nationally, and has taken down the video.
Yeah. I don't know what the big deal was, considering he didn't know the kid was autistic. He thought the kid was high.
Yeah.
So when people said, "Yo, bro, he's not high, he's autistic," oh, wow, okay, I'm sorry. Then he took it down. Like, I didn't get what the big uproar was.
Because in today's society, everyone is super sensitive whenever you say the R word. In any form of the R word, any sense of talking about disabled, mentally disabled, physically disabled people. So when you use the R word, you like that?
The R word. I like that.
The R word. Not the N word. The R word.
I like that. The R word.
No one wants to hear you say the R word.
I get it. But you hear my point.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
He didn't know.
He just thought the kid was high and being stupid. He didn't know he was actually born that way.
So, being gay. You're born that way.
Yeah.
Sports fan.
Opposed to just acting it.
Sports fan.
Go ahead.
Bryce Harper signed the biggest National Baseball League endorsement with Under Armour. 10 years. He's been with Under Armour since 2011. No word on money, but I know he's getting a good chunk. Bryce Harper is phenomenal. And he will be getting his own shoe line and cleats that come out in July.
It's a big deal, right?
I want some, I think they're called Harper one, like Under Armour. Maybe it's Under Armour Bryce Harper one, but I thought it was Harper one or Bryce one. But I want a pair of those. Do they make chick ones? I don't know. And as you know, Under Armour has Steph Curry. They have Cam Newton. They have Tom Brady. They have many, many great MVPs with them.
All
right. I love Under Armour. They're the best.
It's expensive.
But I would pay money for Bryce Harper because I love Bryce Harper. And I'm a baseball fan.
All right,
so Kevin Sumlin, the coach of Texas A&M, says that he is concerned for Johnny Manziel, has tried reaching out to him, never heard anything, hasn't heard anything, and all he wants is to know that Manziel is at peace in this state. Manziel is a lunatic and makes women go deaf. So.
the lunatic and makes women go down. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Punches a woman in the head.
See, that's, see, he's lucky that he's not that one trust fund kid from Texas, the one that killed those people.
Oh, yeah, the Affluenza kid.
Mom.
Yeah.
That's Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel is Affluenza kid.
And he, you know, Manziel must have, you know, he must have got, I'd love to know what his signing bonus was when he, with the Browns. He must have got a decent chunk. And his family must have some money because he just don't care about.
Well, his money, his family's rich.
Yeah,
he's like one of like those. That's like the whole joke is he's this big trust fund baby that played for Texas A&M and got into the NFL and all that fun stuff. So, all right, so the Warriors are blazing by the Blazers without Steph Curry because they're now 2-0 in the game 2 of the series. So
that's pretty big.
Keep it up. Keep it up, Warriors. Keep going. They were down, though, 91-82 in the last 9 minutes of the game, and then came right back up and won 110-99. Congratulations. Maybe Steph Curry can play in the championship.
Well, I think that's what they're
because
angling.
Because they're healed up by
this. Well, yeah. I mean, I think what they're angling is they're that good. They know they're that good that they can basically – steamroll you know, in these rounds, and it won't be until possibly the finals and that to, you know, to go to the championship that they'll need him.
Yeah.
And if they could get by without him, then have him for Cleveland, because it's going to be them against Cleveland.
Yeah.
So that's really what they're trying to do. It's kind of like like in football, if you can win and rest your, whether it's a Tom Brady or you can rest your running back or whoever and get them healthy for a championship where you really need them, then that's what you do. So they beat these teams without Curry. Man, let them get healthy because they're going to need them for Cleveland. And
yeah,
they're going to need them for San Antonio, because San Antonio's still in it, isn't they? Aren't they?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, ultimately, it'll probably be them against San Antonio for, a right to go to the championship, and then you might need Steph Curry, but you're definitely going to need Steph Curry against LeBron.
Yeah. All right. So Jeff Samardzija, the pitcher for the Giants, he was so mad that he got struck out. So mad, he threw a hissy fit and then broke his back. Now, baseball players, they're known for breaking their baseball bats.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a little temper tantrum. It's okay.
That was it. That he, you're reporting on a guy that broke his bat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, whenever someone has a temper tantrum like
what
that.
What did he, like, break it over his knee? Did the whole...
Of course he did.
Okay.
He had his air break it.
All right. He had a hissy fit. Go for it.
They're playing the Reds. And they won. Final story. Bill Belichick's son, Steve, is the new safeties coach for the Patriots. He was the assistant defensive coach. Basically, not even assistant. He basically just got everybody water and learned from the coaches. But as he said, he kept his mouth shut and learned, and his dad's his idol. He wants to be just like his dad because his dad is just like his dad because he, Bill Belichick, assisted with his dad when his dad was the coach at 80.
I get it.
So congratulations, Steve Belichick. Not that, I mean,
but
so you're just going to make everybody even beastier because your dad is a beast of a coach.
Yeah, he'll eventually, hopefully, and you know, his game plan will be eventually.
That's the
to
cool
be a,
thing.
To be a coach.
Yeah, that's the cool thing is sports. Well, most I consider basketball and football a big family thing because, you know, Doc Rivers' son plays for the Clippers, and then you have Clay Thompson's dad that played basketball. You have Steph Curry's dad that played, and you have like all these, you know, kids, and then you have football.
football.
Brothers are coaches.
Yeah, football is big.
Brothers are coaches. Brothers are players.
Yeah. Football is big with the coaches being, you know, the dad's a coach, the son's a coach, the
brothers
are coach. That football is big with that. Rather, it's Buddy Ryan and or it's the
Gruden's,
yeah,
Martin,
Gruden's or
Harbaugh.
Yep. God, I mean the list.
Reb Manning.
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. So.
That's it. My name is Katie. This is Rob. Talk to Carrie. So we'll see you all tomorrow. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bye bye. All right. Here, wait a minute. You gotta do the pose. Okay, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then this. This is a weird thing today. It's on, it's working, but none of the board worked. Do you see what I'm saying? There was, yeah, it was weird. And Byron said it worked. Byron listened to it. He's like, it was perfect.